Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I'm just going to go ahead and play some music for y'all to rock to while you cooking. You know, that's how we do here. So, happy hump day. Thank you for joining. And let's kick it off with some Jay Styles, Breathe Again. This is a good man. This is a good song. Let's see how this rocks out. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Baby,
baby's missing. I can't seem to get you out of my brain. Somebody stop this rumor spinning. Oh, I think I'm going just a little bit. I keep playing these thoughts over in my head.
Can't break the chain like you took me.
And this medication ain't working. Honestly, my symptoms worsen.
Feels like
without you, need you to rescue me from this padded room. And all these pictures ain't helping. Still got messages on my voicemail.
Oh no,
they just played our song on the radio.
And now we're stuck listening
all alone. This medication shit ain't working now. Honestly, it's getting hard for
feels
me.
Feels like I'm in hell.
Wednesday, it's your girl Madam Philo Boston out here in Charlotte, North Carolina, holding it down. It's 9:09 p.m. on the East Coast, so that makes it like 6:09 p.m. on the West Coast. Y'all in the middle can figure it out. So look, I just want to give y'all, I am going to rock out with some more music, but I just want to give y'all an update on what's going on with, you know, everybody's been talking about Twinkies going away and Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread was like the best bread ever in the world. Kept us alive as children. But they finally got the green light to go ahead and shut down. So Hostess, yes, your Hostess cupcakes and ho-hos and ding-dongs are going away. No more creamy spilled snacks. So for you little greedy snack eaters, no more snacks to be. Sorry, going to pick a new brand. So, yeah, look, this company has been up for like 82 years. So, you know, it's going to take them a while to shut down and get, you know, get rid of the positions that they feel are necessary. So what it looks like is about roughly 15,000 workers are expected to lose their jobs immediately. Yes, I did say. Roughly 15,000 workers are expected to lose their jobs immediately. And then most of the remaining will, you know, be let go over a period of 4 months. So it was a nice run, hostess. 82 years is a very long time to hold it down in the snack game. But you guys, you know, hey, you held your own while you were here. And I guess that makes room for other, you know, companies and, you know, other generations to come up. So we'll see how this works out. So farewell to hostess, and we'll go ahead and get back into some more music. And, yeah, let's check out Pusha T and Kanye with that new God flow. CM Hyman Radio Live. Hump Day Wednesday. Check it out. Somebody.
Everything else, supreme dope dealer. Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer, a hot temper matched with the cold killer. I came up all for more than just to rhyme with them. Think 99 when Puff would have had shine with them.
Yeah.
Matching Daytona's, rose gold on us. Going ham in the beach and took a toll on us.
Ooh, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more.
Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
Multiplied by three, line them all up and let's just see. Up from yay, up from yay. I wouldn't sit on that wagon with Grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My bitch is luxury ball made.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm already. A Nick soul in the park, then I want in. What's a king without a crown? Hugging
what?
What's a circus without your clown? Hugging
ah.
What's a brick from an out of town? Hugging look. When you flood and you can drown again, yeah. It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign. Can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G-O-D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like there the guy go in his mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope to someday service, we got green in the eyes. Just follow my experiment. Moses not fought the water with the cane. Did strippers not make a art when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Damon? Ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus chain. In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire. Hey, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire. Yeah.
Shake that body, party.
Good music. I don't know, but I've been told.
been told. If you get fresh, get out of here. If you get fresh, get out of here. I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out they clothes. Somebody please pick out they clothes. And all my diggers, hey, good music. And all my ladies, hey, good music. Who running this shit day? Good music. Who running this shit day? Good music.
See, I'm on the radio live, and that was Kanye and Pusha T with New God Flow. That's a pretty dope song. I was gonna keep rocking, but we got a caller on the line, so I'm gonna go ahead and entertain the caller. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yo, how you doing, Miss Boston? Yo, I'm calling from Charlotte. This your boy Junior. You know what I'm saying? And man, I was listening. And I heard about they were trying to kill the Twinkies and all the Debbie case and all that, man. like, be serious, though. As you know, we all been eating Twinkies and Debbie case and Swiss rolls from a kid all the way to the veterans. They still love them to this day. So,
well, not only that, a lot of people going to be losing jobs as well. I don't know if you got to hear the amount of people, but about 15,000 people are losing their jobs. So
wow.
Yeah. So not only are we going to be losing, our glorious snacks, we're also going to be losing. A lot of people are going to be, adding to the unemployment number.
Exactly. And I mean, it's like we try to take one step forward, they push us three steps back. So.
Snacks the end of the world.
yes.
Why is snacks the end of the world?
Man, because it's not only snacks, but it's like you said, 15,000 people losing their job. What's really going on?
Do you think the government should step in and save?
They should step in, definitely. It's 15,000 people. That's 15,000 families. You taking food out their mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
You're absolutely right, Carla. And thank you for sharing your perspective on
No, thank you. Thank you.
Going out of business. You're not going to be the only one hurt by this. But
right. But like I said, thank you, and y'all have a blessed day.
You too, dear. We're gonna go ahead and get into some more music. Sterling Sims with "Tell Her Again." This is some reggae. I think you guys are like this. On the other side of this.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now, girl. I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now? Tell them how I ran down to tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow.
Tell me, ready, got to tell her again. And if she tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill her, kill her like a murderer.
My cheek, baby. saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, dangerous. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, dangerous. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, dangerous. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, dangerous.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad the whole crew wanna bone her.
My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, dangerous. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, dangerous. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, dangerous. My chick bad.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Trash talk to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, verbal bam bam. Bitch, you been a fan.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff. Disturbing the peace. Wish you could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick good.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad.
GTP. And when we all alone,
I might just tip her.
She flies down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might just trip her.
She flies down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might just tip her.
She slides down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might just tip her.
She slides down the pole
like a certified stripper. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Pump that. Yes. And thank you for rocking with us. TM Hyman Radio Live, and I am Madam Ciro Boston. Good afternoon. In the morning time, it's we got 28 minutes left in the show. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I see y'all out there, the Midwest. I see you. I see you out there in Santa Barbara, California. All right. Thank you for joining. I also see, okay. How is that? Is it Boston? All right. Not my last name. How about that one? Well, let me just give you guys some news. Because, and I know you guys haven't heard this in a while, wait. Yes. So, entertainment and national news. So, look at this. I thought I was misreading something or maybe even getting an update, and I'm thinking I'm going to update you guys on something, right? Well, no, this is brand new. This man was accused of plotting attacks at a Missouri movie theater. Yes. people in the Midwest. What y'all got going on out there? A man is accused of plotting attacks at a Missouri movie theater. Guess what movie, though? The Twilight movie. So this man had, you know, he had plotted attacks at the movie theater and a Walmart store that he legally bought his guns from, and he planned to use his guns. And why, do you ask the movie theater? No one really knows why, the movie theater. However, he purchased, this young man purchased two assault rifles and had about 400 rounds of ammunition. So he was charged with first degree assault, making a terrorist threat, and armed criminal action. And he is jailed at this time with a $500,000 bond. So pretty much what happens here, Blake, that's his name, Blake Lammers. He's 20 years old. He was arrested last week after his mother called the police and stated that she feared that her son, Blake, was planning an attack. So what he told and what the young man told the and ended up telling the investigators was he planned to open fire during a showing of last weekend's Twilight film. And then he was going to go to a nearby Walmart in Bolivar, a town that's about 130 miles away from Kansas City. He was going to go there and shoot people, just random people in the store. Yes, I did say just shoot random people in the store. So the thing is this, okay, this young man, they're kind of comparing him to the gentleman who, you know, did the shooting at Virginia Tech back in 2007. He shot 32 people and then, you know, killed himself. And, you know, this teenager was able, you know, at the time to purchase weapons to kill these 32 people. So that this is kind of the war we're fighting here with this whole, you know, rights to bear arms. But I think we should all be able to protect ourselves. But I don't think that, I totally don't agree with people being able to just go purchase weapons just to kill people because, I don't know, their socks don't match in the morning. I'm not really, you know, I don't know why they do it, but, So back to the current story, Wilma's mother said that her son had gone some kind of inpatient speech, you know, about a couple of years ago, and because he had shown signs of Asperger's syndrome, and, you know, some borderline personality disorder, and stuff like this. And he was just, I guess he was upset about being, this is a quote unquote gift. And, I mean, to the point that he asked his mommy, do you think failed it? So, I don't know how this guy is going to get out of it. Okay, so, this man apparently has, you're saying that, back in 2009, this gentleman, he bought a knife and a leather mask at Walmart and followed it around his clerk and told the clerk that, you know, he was gonna kill him. So, you know, they don't know. They're just saying he had mental defect going on in his mind and you know, they don't know what to do about. So I don't know. I don't know. Parents, I think you need to be back to each other. I don't really feel what you think, but we got 22 minutes left in the show. I want to thank everybody for watching with it. That was my entertainment news. That was nutcase news right there. Okay? Come on, get over. And with that being said, yes, well, we're going to get into some new LLPJ. Yeah.
champagne. You need a towel, you going out the train. If so, can I drive the range? Pick up Melissa, Jennifer, and Lorraine. Oh man, here we go. The last dude you was with must have been slow. Ever since your girlfriend made the intro, 10 of y'all all packed up in the rental. You gave me a look that made it real simple. We could get it in, you know, video. But I ain't Ray J, you ain't Kim K. Cancel the cameras, we can fuck all day. Make a pit stop, hit it in the hallway. Apartment upstairs, bumping Cool J. 10 minutes later, you're holding my hand. Got your head up on my chest like I'm really your man. I'm thinking to myself, is this part of the plan? Where you going with this? Don't understand.
She's so right. Oh. She's so right. Oh. She's so bad. We can go cash at it.
Never. Convincing me you ain't really seeing no one. I love spending time with you, it's so fun. I'm thinking to myself, bitch, please, I'm done. This shit's unreal. I guess I should blame it on them damn high heels. The way your skin looks when your silk blouse peeled. That damn D'Angelo and his How Does It Feel. You went from jump off to G-Core Jets. All type of baller saying I got next. I should have ignored you when you sent that text. Knew I couldn't afford you when we first had sex. Had to do it anyway, and I would do this shit all over any day. Cause you're a nasty thing. Drive me up the walls with the skills you bring. But I hope you're okay with a little Burger King. Cause the bills be whoppers when you find dining.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet. Uh-huh. She's so bad, we can go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it, smash. Then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma get mine.
It's time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. My pockets feel light. Woke up this morning and something wasn't right. The numbers are all off. You got your hair done and it looks all soft. Can't find my knot, no place. You're giving me the innocent poker face. I feel weird when we embrace. You treat my house like it's our place. And you go hard in the bed. Am I doing that much or do you need meds? I mean, I believe what you said, but you were screaming as you was giving me head. Aggressive shopping and credit card dropping. Relax, baby, ain't none of that popping. Once that starts, ain't no stopping. The swap me got real good cotton.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet. She's so bad, we can go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it, then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma get mine.
It's time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
A little money.
Should've never been with your ratchet ass.
They ain't getting a check, B.
Like left field, you came in my life. for me. Me. Just spread it. It seemed I had it all. That's what they thought. But I was feeling like pain on a wall. I had to cover up the hurt.
Radio Live, and that was Brandy, Wildest Dream. And if you've been rocking with me from top of the hour, thank you. If you're just joining, you missed a nice selection of musical montage hosted by none other than Madam CeeLo Boston out here in Charlotte. Oh, we got 13 minutes left in the show, and again, thank you all for rocking with me. Thank y'all for rocking with us, always. So I want to give you guys some Thanksgiving news on a lighter note. President Barack Obama, he pardoned the newly designated national turkey, whose name is Cobbler, and his alternate Gobbler, at the annual White House ceremony earlier today. So that's a yearly, you know, tradition that the United States president pardons a turkey, and then, you know, an alternate. Just like, you know, you get a president and a vice president, yeah, same deal. So, yeah, that's, I guess, the best thing they could have done. I hope that you guys got a chance to check out when President Obama made his speech. Even though a lot of people, you know, did give him some problems about, well, not even give him some problems. Let me take that back. I misspoke. They spoke on, you know, that it took him 8 days, you know, to do his acceptance speech, or rather address the nation. And, you know, it was just a little bit longer than presidents in the past had taken to address the nation. But also a lot of things had been, you know, occurring right after the president, you know, won the election. I think immediately after he won the election, Petraeus stepped down. I mean, so that's what a lot of people, you know, looked at, like, wow, you know, what's really going on? A lot of people stepped down once Obama got back into office, well, remained in office, rather. So, you know, we knew that this was going to happen. There's going to be some sort of shakeup going on in the White House, not necessarily, you know, the ones that took place, but we definitely knew some people were going to not be there, but we didn't think that they were going to be stepping down on their own because of personal issues. And I'm quite sure we're going to have, because I have gotten some suggestions from you beautiful listeners about, you know, your topics. Keep on sending your topics in. Keep on sending your correspondence. We love it. You know, we wouldn't be here, you know, if you guys didn't need us. So thank you for rocking with the TM Hyman Radio Live, you know. One other thing in the news before I get back into the music session for our holiday, our Thanksgiving Eve holiday. The Pope, you guys know I have to, I touch every subject of entertainment and national news. It does say national news and sometimes worldwide, either way. So Pope Benedict, he published the last part of his trilogy on the life of Jesus on Tuesday, delivering an early childhood narrative, which, you know, they say strongly reaffirms the doctrine of the virgin birth as an unequivocal truth of faith. So, I would like to see, or rather read, this book. They say it's, and I am getting my news actually from MSN News. So for you fact checkers out there, that is where I've been getting my news this evening. It has been, you know, furnished thanks to the lovely journalist at MSN News. Yes. But, okay, so look, Pope Benedict's last part of his trilogy is 137 pages. It's in English. Well, you know, they have different versions, but there is an English version. And it's titled The Infancy Narrative, Jesus of Nazareth. And it'll be published around the world in 20 languages. Yes, 20 languages. They're going to get that bread. Don't sleep. They're going to get your bread. Okay, so it goes on sale, I'm assuming today, because this news came out. It was reported yesterday. This came out of Vatican City. So the Vatican said that 1 million copies had already been printed, and more were expected, you know, to be printed soon. Now, it's divided into 4 chapters and has an epilogue, and it traces and analyzes the gospel narratives from the birth of Jesus to his presentation to the temple at the age of 12. And now the various volumes, they deal with the adult life of Jesus and his public ministry. So, you know, for those of you, again, that are truth seekers, you know, this may be something else to add to, you know, the conversation round, something else to converse about. And again, I love you all. So look, we're going to go ahead, and I've newsed you guys to death, so we're going to go ahead and get into, let's see. You guys want to slow it down, or you want to get a little rowdy. You know what? I want to rock out right quick. So I'm going to hit y'all with some Aaliyah and Drake. Enough said. Madam CeeLo Boston, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hump Day, Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving's Eve in the afternoon.
Got a lot on your mind, sit down, let's talk about I hate to see Went from my getting serving it by the telly to venues in Manchester to swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. That's just embarrassing to even bring up these niggas and make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to me?
That joint, yo, it's just so dope. So, again, thank you for rocking with me. It's Madam Ciro Boston. You're listening to TM Hyman Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday. And I'm going to run that song back. I just am. Why? Just because I can. So, I want to thank y'all for listening. Whatever you do, do it well. Always be a motivation to someone else. Happy Thanksgiving. If you don't think you have anything to be thankful for, know I love you. Hey, and that's one more person than you thought did the last time. So with that said, peace to the next time. Madam Boston out. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up?
I can tell something, but you tell me, do you wanna talk about? Talk about. You say you got a lot on your mind, sit down, let's talk about. Talk about. I hate to see you feel this way, so tell me what can I do to make it better for you, make it better for your baby.
By the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's embarrassing to even bring up these niggas and make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. still ain't got the time for a jig to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150, you niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy. And I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to me?
Talk radio show.